In extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Black Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey reporting. Good morning, Seamus. Let's talk first about the news downtown. People are going to get another shot at tickets to see Hamilton, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right, Bob. Hamilton is coming back to Chicago. It was just announced it will be returning in the spring, March 6th through April 24th, back at the CIBC Theater on Monroe. I used to know that as the Schubert, you want a translation on that one. Hamilton, it's been here twice before. It had a three-year run at one point and went away, and it's been touring North America, and it's going to make its way back to Chicago. So if you missed it the first couple chances, it'll come back in March. Tickets go on sale today, I hear.
In Lincoln Square, people are very happy to hear about this parking lot that's going to be open. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is the it's the parking lot in the pedestrian plaza right next to the Western Brown Line stop. It's sort of the heart of Lincoln Square, and it's been torn up for a couple years now. It's all part of a huge sort of rehab of the area. They're doing new pedestrian crosswalks and pavers and lighting and all kinds of things to spruce it up, because it was definitely getting a little tired. But it's been a real headache for anyone that lives in Lincoln Square or has to pass through the Western and Montrose area, because it's just been reduced traffic, sometimes shut down lanes. But they say they're going to be done with most of the work by mid-November, which is almost here, and probably get the rest of the pavers in December. So it looks like sort of the traffic nightmare that's been the heart of Lincoln Square is coming to an end, and they're going to have a pretty new plaza for people using the L there.
Good news, especially heading into the holiday season. You've got a really nice story on blockclubchicago.org about a West Side magician, and he's gone viral, hasn't he?
Yes, I love this story. It's a guy by the name of Walter King Jr. He goes by the name The Spellbinder. He's been doing this for about 40 years or so, and he did a birthday party at a Lincoln Park apartment last December. The women there filmed it. It was a 25-year-old birthday party, so they filmed it. They put it on TikTok. By the next morning, he said he was just getting calls from all over booking him. Mm-hmm. It's been viewed 34 million times so far, and sort of the highlight of that video was him splitting one dove into two, right there in this lady's living room. So it sort of freaked everybody out, and everyone wanted to hear more. So he's taken off again. He's been doing this for 40 years, but he's really having a great run now. And I thought you would like this. He said he learned how to do magic while watching Garfield Goose and Friends, the magic hands. So he's a true Chicagoan. He saw that and got interested in magic a long time ago. So if you're interested, he just landed a residency at the Chicago Magic Lounge in Andersonville. He's doing Wednesdays through mid-December. It's called Diary of a Black Illusionist, and he mixes in magic. He does some dance. He does some storytelling. So it sounds like a real good time. He's been selling it out, and he's the TikTok magician now, I guess.
He didn't learn from Wizzo, Garfield Goose. Huh? Okay.
No, it was the disembodied hands, the magic hands.
Congratulations to the Block Club folks. Big award. They're called the Appy Awards. They celebrate the best in digital journalism and innovation. And Block Club Chicago got the big one, Best Daily News Website. How about that?
Yeah, we were very, very honored to hear that editor and publisher put out this award. And so, we'll take it, and we'll brag about it wherever we can. Best daily news site in the country. I love it.
Yeah, fantastic. And, of course, we can't have enough good local news reporting these days, and you guys do a great job. And we're happy to have you a part of our family here. Thanks, Seamus.
Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate that.